Hey, welcome to my podcast, Whitney Gets Real, the podcast where self-love isn't just a buzzword, it's a whole-ass lifestyle. I'm your host, Whitney Brewer, and I will be your guide on this journey of self-discovery. Each episode, we'll dive deep into real-as-fuck conversations about loving ourselves fiercely, embracing our uniqueness, and dismantling the unrealistic standards that society tries to impose on us. From candid interviews with trailblazers in the self-love department to actionable tips on nurturing your mind, body, and spirit, Whitney Gets Real is your go-to destination for all things self-love. We guarantee that you'll leave feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to unapologetically be yourself, whoever that may be. So grab your favorite cup of coffee, cozy up, and get ready to be inspired, informed, and empowered. Because here, we're not just getting real. We're getting clear on how to love ourselves exactly as we are. Let's fucking go.
I'm so excited. Hello, hello, hello. It is weekend after week after St. Patty's Day. And how appropriate that we're sitting in a green space with your beautiful green shirt. And I'm so excited to have you. So ladies and gentlemen, today I have a very special guest that I literally just met today, and her story is inspiring and exciting and life-changing and will hopefully give you permission to step into your baddest bitch self. So without further ado, I'm here to introduce Nikki Mitchell. She is in New York. Is that correct?
Yes, Northern New York.
Northern New York. And she is an overall creative, a tarot reader, a psychic reader, and also she makes some pretty dope handcrafted goods. So I'm super excited to hear about what you're up to, what you're passionate about right now, and if there's anything that you are excited about to share with our listeners today.
Yes, like you said, so I'm a psychic medium. I own a shop in Northern New York. There's always a battle with upstate New York and Northern New York. So I always tell people I'm like literally 13 minutes from the Canadian border. So if you're not careful up here, literally, if you take a road and you don't know where you're going, you could end up like in Canada. So the shop that I own is Crystal Moon & Co. I'm located in Malone, New York. I make candles, intention candles with crystals. I offer mediumship readings, tarot readings. My goal when I started my business was basically to just have a shop with a really cool vibe, a safe place for people to just come, whether they're balls deep in spiritual, like their spiritual journey, and they've been like a shaman and they've been all over the place and they want to just come and like give me advice and tell me things, or they are really shy and just want to come and see what things are about. I want people to just feel safe here. I offer free Wi-Fi and free coffee to like, whether you're homeless and like they want it happened or whoever. I have a comfy corner with books that people, I just want people to feel safe here. People come in, they're like, I love your vibe. I'm like, thanks so much. It was a stuffy, who was here before? It was a lawyer before. So it was a really stuffy lawyer's office. But what got me is there's an OG 1800 safe in the back. So I saw it and I was like, I need to have that. So I came in, painted it green, have my accent wall in the back, and I just love this space. So I hand pour all my candles and everything here. All my readings take place here too. So this is my happy place.
And what inspired you to do this?
So I've been a medium my whole life.
I'm excited about that because a lot of people don't know what a medium is. So can we dive into that for like maybe 2 minutes and talk about what that is? Because I've worked with a medium before and it was like very enlightening.
Yeah. So I've been a medium my whole life. That's a good question, because if you go to my FAQ page, my website, that's one of my like most asked questions. People are like, oh, where'd you go to school? Or like, what inspired you to be a medium? Literally, no. I had no choice in the matter. I actually thought I was batshit fucking crazy for almost my whole entire life, because I just had these thoughts about people, or I knew information about people and literally thought I was crazy. I did not come out as a medium until a couple years ago. That's actually part of my story, because I thought I was crazy. Only a select few people in my life knew about my gift. I also just started calling it a gift a couple years ago because it was really hard for me to accept this. It came with crippling anxiety. It came with depression for me. It was not this light and cool thing. Like, people are like, oh, she's such a badass. Look at her successful business. It's a double-edged sword for me. It was for a really long time. So again, I've had this forever in one way or another. I've had a couple people that I told, like, hey, I can do this weird thing where I just know shit about people. But I always, like, for example, I'd go to the store and I would see someone and I would be like, hey, I know something about their grandpa. And I would just feel it. Or I would see in my head, like, an image of something, like a golf club or this or that. And, like, without going up to that person and being like, hey, I feel this way about maybe your grandpa that passed. And, like, did he golf per se? Because I'm seeing golf clubs. And without validating that, I wouldn't know one way or another. So I would literally just feel fucking crazy. So for years, I would just feel crazy and it wouldn't get validated. So a couple of years ago, I was in a really, really dark time in my life. And I kind of made this decision where I was like, listen, I'm going to make a decision to live. And with that decision to live, I made a choice to live wholeheartedly as myself. And making that decision to live as myself, I couldn't just continue to live in this box that I was putting myself in. I was a stay-at-home mom with two very young children, which was debilitating, you know, in itself. I love my children, but I was mom all the time. And I was like, I'm going to live as Nikki, also Nikki the Medium. And I started telling people, like, it was crazy what I was doing. I was reaching out. I literally reached out to this girl in high school that I, like, bullied. I reached out to her and I was like, hey, sorry I wasn't the nicest to you in high school, but, like, I think I have this message for you. She had lost a child very traumatically. It was so uncomfortable for me, but I was like, I think I need to deliver these messages to you. And they were valid. They were right. That was always my biggest fear, was being wrong. Because you believe in this shit or you don't. No pun intended, but there's not a happy medium here. Funny. So once I started delivering these messages to people and they were right and they were validated and I started building this confidence, I was like, okay, maybe she's not fucking crazy, guys. Maybe she's right. So I actually brought my journal. I have it. It was my journal that I started in January of 2022. It was that dark time in my life where I decided to live. It was my goals for 2022. Read 10 books. That didn't happen. Do one reading a month. I wanted to journal more. That didn't happen either. I wanted to learn to knit and crochet. That didn't happen. Say no and don't feel guilty. That happened. Do the one reading a month thing. That's when I started this business. That's when I started Crystal Moon & Co. It was January of 2022. And it was way more than one fucking reading a month because I started that confidence. I started doing underground readings, I called them, at a coffee shop where I used to live in Potsdam, New York, which is only like a half an hour away from where I live now. And I would tell people, give me 50 bucks cash. I'll talk to your dead people. Started doing tarot and I started building more and more confidence with this. And my business was started kind of booming and I started taking myself more serious and I built myself a little website and I realized that this gift that I had was really helping people. So I've had it forever, but I've been out with it and public with it for 2 years. So I'm so incredibly thankful that 2 years ago, A, that I chose to live because obviously I'm here. And I realize now that I'm an incredible, like I said to you a little bit ago when we met, majestical motherfucking bitch. And I'm so glad to be here. Woo woo. Because I've now helped professionally hundreds of people. And guess what? I've been right every fucking time. Validated every single time. And it's such an incredible feeling to just be able to help people and bring these messages forward. And another thing that I pointed out, you know, because this podcast is about self-love and confidence comes in this journey of me stepping out of my comfort zone and bringing messages forward, saying no and don't feeling guilty. In that year, it wasn't just about me coming out as a medium and stepping out of my comfort zone, saying no that year. I said no to a lot of things because I chose to put my happiness first. And I said no a lot. And I lost a lot of people that year, a lot of friends, family members that if you would have told me I would have lost family members that year that wouldn't be next to me right now, family members that have never seen my successful shop. They never saw me pour a candle. It's just, it's crazy. But you have to make decisions for your own happiness. Step out of your own comfort zone. That box that I had put myself in, you gotta step out of it.
Your safety box.
Your safety box. Because if I would have been in that forever, my children wouldn't see this success that I have built, because I built that success that I have from building, like I was scared and I stepped out of that. And now I have built that on stepping out of that comfort zone. And every day I come to work and I'm still scared every freaking day.
I was just going to say, like, do you still do it scared, or did you
every day
the scared part? Because I feel like there's a difference, right? I don't I've never not been scared. I still continue. I've been running my business for 6 years and I'm like, I just invested in a COO for my business. And I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going to do it scared and see what happens.
Yeah.
What do I have to lose at this point? Cause you know, I've hit rock bottom. I've been at rock bottom where I'm like, holy fuck, I have no money and I don't know what the fuck to do. And like,
oh yeah.
Doing it scared, I think, is key in order to stepping into loving yourself. Is like, okay, I acknowledge the fact that this is scary and I can also sit here in this box and be safe, or I can step out and see what it's like over here and then watch all the magic. Literally, it's magic.
Yes.
I watched all the magic unfold for me because I decided to take myself on and just do it scared anyways. So. Yeah.
And I think with having like being scared, you should always have, I tell all my clients to have a healthy level of skepticism in life. And I think you should have a healthy level of awareness. Like, be aware of everything that's going on around you. Like, don't float through life just like dee-dee-dee and not like have any idea of what's going on. Like, be aware of your feelings. Be aware that you're scared. Be aware. Like, I am aware that I have more confidence than I did in the beginning, obviously. And I can be proud of myself for that. But like you said, I'm still scared shitless every single time. Because what if somebody does come in one day and all of a sudden I'm not a medium anymore? I don't freaking know. Like, I don't know how this works.
Isn't it so funny that we like,
it is like, because I have people in my life that I'm very close with who don't believe what I do. And 2 years ago, that would have sent me spiraling. Or I have people who come into my shop who are very religious, who are like, what you do with tarot is devil's work. Okay. That's fine. 2 years ago, what that box would have sent me right in the box. And then I would have dug a hole inside that box and put me in that hole. Or I have people who get permission from their church to come to my events or come and speak to me. That's fine. I love everyone. I fucking love everybody. I don't give a shit what you do in your life. I just genuinely want everybody to be happy. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But 2 years ago, you questioning me at all or my intentions, like I said, would have sent me in that box. So I've definitely come a long way. And it's that journey of self-love in 2 years. And it's been a long fucking 2 years for me to get where I'm at. It's been blood, sweat, and like tears to get where I'm at.
Yeah, it's not fucking easy.
No, it's not.
It's not. And it's not. I'm so glad that you brought that up. That's actually my logo, is a mountain. And it's like a motorcycle traveling up the mountain. And people are like, how the fuck does that have to do with photography? And I said, it doesn't have to do anything with photography. It has everything to do with self-love because it's a journey. And they're like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, that's what boudoir is like peeling the layers off and getting uncomfortable and trying something new on, and then coming out on the other side, sputtering, soaking wet, and like being like, and rinsing yourself off and being like, holy fuck, look what I just did.
Yes.
Each part of the journey creates more empowerment to keep going and to keep pushing through the discomfort, because on the other side of that discomfort is magic. And it's things that we don't expect to even, we don't know, just like you said. And also, like, I love that you said, what happens one day if I wake up and I'm not a medium anymore? And like, yes. It's so funny how successful people, I don't know if you've read Jen Sincero's books. She is how, you were a badass at making money. You're a badass. Like, she writes all these like super amazing books. She's a millionaire. And she spoke at the Summit of Greatness last year. And she was like, I have $1 million. Like, I make $1 million a year, and I wake up every morning and I'm scared that I'm just going to wake up and not have it anymore.
Yeah. Imposter syndrome is fucking real. I will sit here with sold out events. I do events often, like full moon circles, brew making classes. Like, I try so hard to get things out in the community, and I will sit here and I'm like, who's in charge here? Like, I am here now in my shop full of products that I hand make myself, and I'm like, who's the successful person here? And I'm like, oh my God, it's me. And imposter syndrome is so hard to get through, but I have to stop and remind myself, I'm only 2 years into this successful business. And I have to stop and give myself credit, but it's fucking hard, because it's been a hard journey to get here. And it's been a hard 2 years, and people only see the surface. They're like, oh, Crystal Moon & Co. and these cute candles. It's like, hi, my fucking life's been hard the last 2 years too. You know what I'm saying? It's the self-love journey to get here in this spot today, you know? So it's hard.
Let's talk more about the depths of what you just said. Is like, people see this like bright, shiny package that you are, yeah, and that your shop is, but like, they don't see the behind the scenes, and they don't see what's going on within you and yourself and your growth and your relationships and your children. And like, so let's dive into that and what your 2 years has looked like outside of just this shiny box that's your shop and that is you and the healer and the medium.
Yeah. So basically, I kind of touched on it a little bit, but like I had mentioned, 2 years ago was a really, really dark place for me. I did not realize how dark of a place I could be in until it was too late. I was always, I still am that friend that checks on everybody, and you don't realize that you have depression until you are depressed. And then you're like, fuck, bro. I was a stay-at-home mom, super supportive wife, that the whole nine yards. And then I remember realizing, like, fuck, it's too late. And then, like I said, I made a decision to choose life and to be here. I wanted to be here for my children. I had to be a mom. They didn't choose to not have a mom. And like I said, choosing to live and continue to be here, I had to be my genuine self. And I started Crystal Moon & Co. I stopped lying. I told people I was a medium. And I can say that so easily now. And like, we talked about it already. I kind of told this story, and like, it seems redundant to tell it in detail, but it's my fucking story and it means so much to me. And going back now, I can remember when I started telling people I was a medium, how fucking hard it was. And I almost remember having to have buffers, because I was like, there's people who aren't going to believe me, even people in my own life, family members who weren't going to believe me. Oh, she's lying. She's dramatic. But I had to, if I was going to be alive, I had to tell people. Mm-hmm. Because that box, I could not live. The box was closing in on me. Could not live in the box any fucking longer. Like, it was horrible. So I was out as a medium, and I just realized, like, I just wasn't happy anymore. We moved to our new town. Things were starting. Everything should have started to get better, right? Like, our kids were going to start going to go, like, things were going to get better, but they just weren't. Like, things in my soul should have been piecing together, but they weren't. My business started going. I was making friends, trusting people. I have a wicked big heart. Like, it bites me in the ass almost every time. So my business was I'm and then I met Lacey. The universe gave me Lacey. Okay. I poured a candle on my birthday. I met Lacey. She did a photo shoot for me. And all these things kind of started falling into place. And we can probably fast forward a little bit to a year now, maybe even a couple of years. Like my business is going good now. We can even probably fast forward to where I'm at now. Probably. It's been 2 years. Where I'm at now is I'm at a place in my business where things are good on the outside, but my personal life is not the best. I'm fucking struggling. I'm not struggling, but I am. I'm just trying to figure myself out. Everything's on fire, but I have a really cute garden hose. Not a garden hose. It's like one of those things you water flowers with. What am I trying to say?
Watering pitcher.
Watering pitcher, but it's got flowers on it, and I keep putting stickers on it, and it's cute. And I
Oh.
just keep putting my fires out, and I'm like, everything's fucking fine because I'm happy. Because for 2 years, I've been on this journey of growth because I chose life and I've chose happiness ever since for myself. And for 2 years, I've lost people, and people have told me that I'm selfish, but I'm not selfish. I'm putting my happiness first for the first fucking time in my life. And people don't like that. They don't like boundaries. They don't like being told no. And I just don't give a fuck anymore. I'm focusing on my kids and I'm focusing on my business because life is hard and sometimes things don't work out the way that you think that they do. You know? Like I am at a place I'm at a place, you know, where my husband and I realize things aren't working out for us the way that we hoped that they are. But we're focusing on the future and our kids because my husband and I have are both come from a place where we have separated parents. I've come through traumatic things, you know, with my childhood and same with him. We're not going to do that for our children. At the end of the day, we have a decade together that we can take good things from. And we're going to show that to our children. So that's what I'm focused on right now, my kids, my business. But I still have fires in my life that I'm running out with my freaking watering bucket. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to put these out while still focusing on self-love. And like I said, being aware of everything else too. And like you and I talked a little bit personally, like you had said it in different words, but I'm so fucking big on finding lightness in dark. And the worst things in the world can be happening to you, and you have choices. You can feel sorry for yourself. Absolutely. I could be having a pity party, or I can choose to find the lightness in the worst situations, which is what I've been choosing to do. And 2 years ago, I could not fucking do that. So I'm choosing to be aware that right now I can still find lightness in dark and put stickers on my fucking gardening bucket and decorate the shit that I have to put my fires out with. And I'm choosing to be proud of myself right now. I'm choosing to be proud of myself for, you know, being civil with my husband as much as I can and proud of the both of us for choosing a path to go forward to give our kids the best life that we can. There's a lot that goes on in life that people don't realize. Like you said, people see a shiny sticker and a really successful woman with a business. It's because I'm busting my fucking ass to get it, you know? It's
And
hard.
also still managing to navigate life's hardships because in my experience, like what we see on the outside is not always what's going on the inside. Kind of like I was, you know, in this really dark place and you just had like this aha moment where you're like, okay, this is it. I'm gonna choose to live because I have two choices here. One is I could die and be fucking non-existent, or two, I can choose to like use all of this that is a gift for me to propel myself into something else. And
Yes,
so
because you have a story. And like I always joke that I'm an oversharer because like when my clients come and they share their stories with me, I always overshare with them. But it helps people. People relate. I'm such a genuine person that people relate and feel comfortable. And if people, like I tell people when they come for their mediumship readings, I tell them, if you are a little skeptical, okay, that's fine. You don't have to believe in me 100%. And I tell them that what you get today is what you need. Like, I'm not going to give you closure. I can't give you that. That's between God, if you believe in him, therapy, if you go, and anything else. When you leave here, I just hope you leave with something. That's it. Like, just something. Because I can't do that big stuff. I can't do closure. So even if it's just having a genuine conversation with me and the validations that I can bring forward, because that is something that thankfully I have been able to realize in the last 2 years on this crazy fucking self-love journey and healing journey that I've been on, is that I am kind of a good medium. I do bring validations forward with people. So I'm thankful to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful to be in this place now that I have, it almost feels like tools in this tool belt in this last 2 years, because it's been hell the last 2 years, but it's like a little bit of confidence and awareness now that I did not have before. So
do you have anyone, just curious, because for me, when I started my self-love journey, it started with therapy, and it was literally a therapist holding my hand and guiding me through the process. Do you have support like that? Or are you just like fucking doing it and like maybe reading books? Or
so I was definitely raw dogging it at first.
Yeah,
I was straight raw dogging it. Last summer was a rough fucking summer. I started having panic attacks last summer, really, really bad. So I started seeing a psychologist and a therapist at the same time. And I got some diagnosis, which they're helping me through. And I got on medication, which has been incredible. So, and that's kind of another thing that I experienced, which you will probably be able to like talk about too, is my body image has changed so much. Last summer, I was at my lowest. I was like a size 4 feeling myself. Hadn't been that in years, but I was so unhealthy. I was struggling with my eating disorders again. Like, I was barely eating, and I was like, look at me, everybody. Look at me, boys. I'm feeling myself, because my husband and I had separated, right? But I should have been saying, somebody help me. Look how unhealthy I am. And now, like, I'm sitting at a size 10, feeling so attractive, so healthy. And I'm on my medications that I should have been on apparently for fucking years. So So it's like, I am now advocating and talking about mental health to anybody who will listen to me, because it's like, yeah, hi, hello. This is how I should have been for a while. And like, this is healthy, Nikki. And I feel so fucking hot now. And I look at those pictures and I'm like, your girl was not okay. Like, somebody should have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now I go to therapy once a week and I see my psychologist as often as I need to. And I'm feeling great. Like, me and my fucking little water container are doing the fucking thing.
Yeah.
But before, I don't want to say it was raw dogging it fully, because I have an amazing support group of friends. Like, I truly do. My friends are incredible.
That's just a testament to who you are as a human.
Yeah.
I like to say that my friends are mirrors of me. When
yes.
They show up and they're in their magic, that means I'm emulating that same energy as well. So
yes,
I offer you a new way of talking about shoulds and needs to and have to?
Absolutely.
Are you open to that? Okay.
Yes.
So I went through a leadership training years and years ago, and shoulds and need to and have to make us wrong automatically. Just by saying it. So like, I should have done this makes us wrong. I need to do this makes us wrong. I have to do this makes us wrong. So they offered this, it's literally just a simple word, and it's, I get to,
mm-hmm.
I get to shift, or I get to do this. Like, I have to go pick up my kids from school feels way different than I get to go pick up my kids from school.
Oh yeah. I like that.
Or I should have done this. Like, I get to do this now, because now you're not thinking in like past what wasn't working, but like what's going to work in the future. So it's just removing like a, cause that sits in our body, our words really matter. And so I'm like, I hear it a lot, and it's something that my business partner and I teach in our mastermind, is like just shifting that one word to get to. And then if you want to elevate it even more, it's blessed to. Like, I'm blessed to go pick up my kids from school. I'm blessed to go to the grocery store. I'm blessed. Like, when you can think about it in that way, it's more of an abundant way of thinking. And I just wanted to offer that to our listeners and to you too, because it will change your fucking life.
Absolutely. And I talk about stuff like that all the time. Like, when people come in, and like specifically, like for me, it's like signs and coincidences. Like, I choose to not believe in coincidences, because like, I'm one of those like, woo, people. Because I tell people, like, once you choose to live a life where you don't believe in coincidence, and I'm not saying like every day, like, don't be fucking dramatic about it, crazy, but like once in a while, start with once in a while. Like, if you choose to stop living in coincidences and like you think that they're signs, like, that's a beautiful fucking way to live your life. Like, stop believing that everything is a coincidence and you're like, oh my God, that's a beautiful sign, or it's a beautiful thing. Like, life can be a different way if you choose to believe that it can be a different fucking way.
I say that everything is just information.
Yes.
Like, if something horrible happens, you're like, okay, that's just more information for like what I can do in the future. So like, my mom had a stroke 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And it was like a slap in the face. Like, it could have really ruined somebody's day, honestly. I drove to the hospital, you know, preparing myself to show up with her as her being a vegetable. And she was not, thank God.
Yeah.
But it also offered me a new way of being.
And a whole new perspective.
And it's just new information. Like, okay, life is not going to be here forever. She's not going to be here forever. So what do you create with her right now while she's still here? She could be here for 3 weeks. She could be here for a day. She could be here for 6 months. But it offered me perspective on how I want to live my life. Exactly. And so I think what you said is like, instead of it being a coincidence, it's really just something that happens. That's just more information for us to learn and move forward with something different, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. No, it does. 100%. It's almost like a second chance, or like a pause for you. Like, that day you had other plans, a whole other thing, but life was like, actually, bitch, today you're going to stop. Your whole brain's going to be like, and you're going to think about life completely different. And not just life, your whole relationship with your mom, the whole last conversation you had with her, how you're going to treat her going forward, the relationship, like everything. So yeah, it's a second chance. It's like a redo, and that it's an opportunity. 110%.
Every day is an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Every moment, every second is a new opportunity to change and shift. And I love that you keep saying it was all a choice. Like, everything that we do as human beings, we could sit here in our victimhood and be like, poor me, everything's happening to me. And I'm like, bitch, everything is happening for you. So you can either sit here and fucking learn from it and buck up and like take this life lesson and do something different with your life. Or you can sit here and be like, poor me, I don't know what to do. Like, bitch, you know what to do. Tap in. She's in there. Like, we are very intuitive.
So big on in my readings all the time is to give credit where credit is due, and it's choices. Because I mean, obviously I talk about death all the time. So normally it's me telling people like, well, like, it's for instance, say like even with your mom. So let's talk about that with your mom. Obviously your mom's living, thank God. But even that day, you're like, well, of course I rushed to my mom's side. That was a choice. You didn't have to do that. That was a choice that you made. So there's choices every freaking day. When people are dying, when our loved ones are dying, it's the choices that we make to be by our side. And me as a medium, my perspective, I believe, it's my belief that it's our love and our care at the end of our life. It's our care that we give them that allows them to cross into heaven, or whatever you believe is the afterlife. So it's our choices here in our world that is what allows them to cross and give them that peace. So it's our choices that does that. So if we choose to be assholes, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's credit, give credit where credit is due in our choices, because we do it every friggin' day. It's the clothes that we wear, or if we choose to hold the door for someone, or we choose to pay for Dunkin', you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm big on how I raise my kids. Do I let my kids swear? You fucking betcha. Does my kid swear when she drops her Barbie? Yup. But
damn it.
No, she says fuck. But will she hold the door for a little old lady in Walmart and say goodbye to the greeters? Yes. Because kids are humans, dude. My kids have been swearing in context since they were two, and it's amazing. But if we went to your house, they would be like, can we swear here? And if you'd say, no, we don't like that, you would never hear it. Because they're humans and they understand boundaries. Like, they just get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not a normal human, man. I'm weird.
You're my kind of weird, though.
Yeah.
You're my kind of weird. We're very aligned. I'm like, damn, if I had kids, that's exactly how it would be. Because also, you know, who makes the rules?
Me. Yeah.
You make the rules for yourself. You make the rules for your kids. And then your kids will grow up and they'll turn 18 and then they'll get to make their own rules. And probably
also, like, if you tell them not to, they want to do it. So, like,
yeah, the moment you tell
them and you told me not to swear, like, I'd go in my room, I'd be like, fuck, damn, shit, bitch. So, like, now my kids just, they'll be like, shit. And I'm like, it's fine. Follow me for more parenting tips.
I mean, honestly, people will, because like the people that listen to this podcast are very aligned with what I'm up to. And I love that when you consulted with me before we connected today, you were like, so like, can I swear on this podcast? I'm like, you can just let it rip, bitch.
I was so nervous that it was going to be like, hi, bleep, bleep, bleep.
We're just going to bleep the whole podcast. It'll just be one long bleep.
Yeah, like back in the 90s when that rainbow thing would come on, it'd be the whole time. That's what I thought it was going to be.
No, not me.
Not in that box today. Perfect.
Yeah, no. I believe in unapologeticness and authenticity and vulnerability. And like, how else are you going to attract other people that are those things? Like my boudoir clients, like I expect these people to come in and take their clothes off. So why would I not take my clothes off? Why would I not swear? Why would I not just be a fucking real bitch and be like, listen, I know this shit is scary as fuck. And also I got you, bitch. Like I've been doing this shit for fucking 20 years. I've been taking my clothes off in front of men and women and all kinds of people and all the things. Like I promise you're safe here. And if you have a poor experience, you don't ever have to fucking do this again. But I guarantee you won't, because that is my mission, is to create safe spaces for people to be them fucking selves.
Exactly. We need to collab together. You need to come to Northern New York.
I will. Sign me up. I'm gonna fucking put it in my calendar right now.
Come all the way to nowhere, Northern New York. It smells like cow shit here.
That's fine. I grew up in my aunt's house in the country. So now I need to look up how far away we are from each other.
Very, very far.
So I need to fly. Is that what you're saying?
Where do you live?
Columbus, Ohio.
I think you'll have to fly, probably.
Okay. What is the city?
Malone, New York. Malone, New York.
All right, let's see.
You're going to laugh. Cue the laughter in 3, 2.
It's 10 hours away.
Yeah, I told you, dude.
I'll be flying.
Yeah, you're like the red line to Canada is like there.
Right there. Yeah, I see that. I see that, actually. I got my passport. Let's go to Canada.
Let's go to Canada.
I mean, I have a friend in Canada that has invited me to visit, too. So that's perfect.
Yeah, we'll just have a girls'
time. In Montreal. That's literally so fucking perfect.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
I'm so serious.
I'm booked. My birthday is soon. Let's do it for my birthday.
When is your birthday?
April 7th. It's so soon.
April 7th. It's really just around the corner.
It's just around the corner. It's fine.
Let me check my schedule and see if we can make that happen. Is there anything else that you want to share about your self-love journey and anything that you want to leave our listeners with today? If there's anything, maybe one or two tidbits of advice that you could give people, because I want to leave this podcast with a bang, because I've realized, for those of you that are listening, that editing podcasts and scheduling them stresses me the fuck out. And it's not bringing me joy. And so I'd rather just hop on other people's podcasts if I'm going to be completely honest and real and vulnerable right now. Mm-hmm. So I felt called that this gets to be my last podcast for a while. And I want to leave this last episode with people in a really powerful way. And I feel like your story is really powerful. So if there's anything that you could leave us with, what is it?
I would definitely just, if I had any advice to give, because I definitely feel like I don't want to say I'm on this like born again journey, because that sounds like religious and weird. Not that I'm against that or anything at all, but I would just tell people that no matter what place you're at in your life, if you're not happy, even if there's like a kernel, one iota piece of it in your soul that's like, this isn't it, you can't stay. You can't stay. If you're married, if you're whatever the situation is, you can't stay, because life is short. And I know that sounds cliche coming from, you know, a professional medium who talks to the dead, but here's the thing. Life is fucking short and you only get to live it one time. And if you're not living for yourself, you're living for nothing. Like, I lived a life where I thought that I was happy and I experienced happiness, but it wasn't for myself. And that almost cost me my life. And that's not okay. And it took me 2 years to have all the tools in my tool belt to have the confidence to tell all the people I needed to tell, hey, I have to leave to find my happiness, or hey, this is what I need from you for my happiness, or hey, this is what I need to do for my happiness, or hey, this is what I want for my happiness. So, and I'm not saying if you're in an unhappy marriage, tell your husband, fuck off, I'm leaving today. Or if you're in an unhappy friendship, to say, hey, this is what I need from you today. It could be anything that's causing you unhappiness. Maybe you're hearing this podcast today and you resonate to something and it's starting something in your brain. Journal it today. Start something today that's going to spark your happiness journey, because you deserve that. But don't sit idle. Like, you deserve happiness and you need to start that journey. But don't have your journey be a 10-year journey, because you deserve happiness along that journey too. Over the last 2 years of this growth, I found happiness along that. I haven't just been miserable for 2 years. It's been fucking hard for 2 years, but I've went balls to wall with this business and I found happiness in this business, because I've realized that there's people out there now in this world that I have helped. And it's morbid for me to think about this, but when I die, there will be thousands of people in this world that I've helped. And that's fucking something. Like, I have two feral women in this world now who will be fucking amazing. So that will be an impact. And when they're old women, maybe somebody will come up to them and they'll be like, oh, your crazy mom helped me. And that's something. But you have to start your happiness journey today, or it won't ever end. So just start today. If you feel something in your soul that's saying this isn't right, you gotta fucking start it.
God damn. That was like a kick in the gut.
That's it. That's what you need.
I really, truly, my mission statement for myself is, my purpose on this planet is to just purely experience joy and pleasure. Mm-hmm. And so happiness.
My mom always told me growing up, don't let anyone ever steal your joy. And it's something I tell my girls now, is don't let anyone ever steal your joy. And like, the days that they're choosing to be miserable, because they're young, they're 4 and 5, and like, emotions are hard, but I tell them, dudes, you could choose joy. Like, today, just choose joy. So.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Well, I am so grateful. There are no accidents, because I've literally been thinking about talking to a medium. So there are no accidents that you and I have crossed paths, and that you are the, I don't want to say the last, but yeah, the person to round up this season and this space in this podcast. Because it's, like I said, it's not bringing me joy. And so this specific episode has brought me so much joy. Let's just say that. But like, it's the planning and the like sitting down for fucking 10 hours at a time and like editing.
It's a lot.
it's a lot of work. And it's something that I'm like, I'd rather edit photos, or I'd rather talk to people and go networking.
Yes.
So I want to put my energy to where I find joy. And if that's not a testament today to our conversation, and like, I'm just so grateful for you and for our connection. And I can't wait to support you in this journey of yours and come visit.
Thank you so much.
And also, if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for that to happen?
So I have a website that you can check out, www.crystalmoonco.com. And I also have a business phone that you can text. So 315-514-2555. Don't call it, because I won't answer. I'll watch it ring, but I won't answer it. So you can text that. If you visit my website, you can definitely check that out. There's a service menu. There's an about me and FAQ, all sorts of fun stuff on there. So you can definitely check that out. I'm also on Facebook, Crystal Moon & Co. You can see my shop hours on there. All different events that I host is on there as well. So all sorts of fun stuff.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. For those of you that are listening, I will drop Nikki's information in the show notes below in the podcast details. So if you didn't catch any of those things, they will be in written format also. So you can just go and tap into those. But yeah, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing in me and the guests that I source in this space. And, yeah, go create some magic today and tap into your happiness.